Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. So if you've been following my Instagram stories, I had my eyebrows done and I've been like posting about it each day, just like random shit that goes on in my exciting life. So I actually want to talk today about something like about reprogramming your beliefs, right? I think that I want to talk about this because, like, I've been doing so much self-development, in particularly, like, I always have, like, throughout my 20s and now, specifically the last 2 years, I've really, really taken it very, 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 very seriously. But as you guys know that listen to my episodes, that a lot of my 20s was around healing my relationship to food and overcoming emotional eating and just feeling more free around food. And that's like what I keep on saying a lot of the time. It's like, it's so fucking liberating not to have to stress like I used to. I mean, even like how I said in my last couple episodes about the situation with Bali, like, and how typically that situation would have led to months of disordered eating patterns. Like, it would have led to gaining weight, because back in my 20s I would fluctuate so easily and it would be so easy for me to gain 10 kilos over a matter of months. And that was the hardest part for me, was because I just didn't want people to know, and so I'd hide from people during that time, and it was very like mentally draining and not healthy at all, like mentally. And then, you know, I'd push myself to go to the gym, and it was really just messed up dieting mentality, which I'm sure like a lot of you are actually experiencing right now. And so now, having done that work around changing my beliefs and how I say like I'm disciplined with my thoughts more so than I'm disciplined with my action. And it's amazing how the situation just kind of corrects itself. Like now, my appetite just kind of corrects itself because I'm not operating from that dieting mentality. And, you know, all the shit that I basically teach in all my courses, I apply that in real life. Like, I genuinely implement what I teach. And so that works for me. Like, it really works for me. I just find it so effortless to maintain a consistent body weight. And yeah, it's like it's easy now, whereas fluctuating in weight was such a big deal for me. It was such a traumatizing thing. So, and I owe that to changing my beliefs. Like, I literally know this is like, because it's not like, it's not a fucking coincidence. Like, I did so much mental work, and it's like, so how do we do that? Like, how do we change our belief systems? And it's interesting. Because I've done so much work now on my belief systems around everything. Like, because I've been so lucky to have so many coaches and mentors in the last couple of years, and I've done so many courses, and you know, I've done the Manifestation Babe retreat and just like so much shit. Like I've totally like completely opened up my mind to a different state of thinking. Like I have a completely different way of thinking than I did 2 years ago. Like absolutely completely different. I'm a completely different person. And it's amazing now when I talk to people, just everyday people, and I notice their limiting beliefs straight away. Like I just pick up on it through their language. And I used to only do this with food, right? So I used to speak to people and kind of instantly know why they have a weight issue, why they struggle around food. Like I can pick up on that so easily. And I know that it's because their whole world revolves around their need to lose weight, and that their thought patterns are so predominantly focused on food, and they operate from the dieting mentality. So every time they see food, they feel deprived because they think they shouldn't be wanting food, or they look at another person's plate and be like, oh, I wish I could eat that and not gain weight. Like their whole world revolves around their perceived lack of being able to eat. It's like their perception of food is like food is this thing that I'm not allowed to have, yet I want to lose weight. And it's just this mental battle that they have constantly. Whereas somebody who, in my eyes, right, this is what I've noticed and what I experience for myself right now, it's like the people that are successful and have like maintain consistent body weight, or like have their, like they just keep fit and healthy like naturally, it becomes their identity to the point where they don't think about it all day long, and they just do the tasks that need to be done. And I literally had this conversation yesterday with a guy, like where it was like that exact conversation. It was so interesting to assess this guy's belief systems just through his language. And it was like this person's practicing what I teach without necessarily knowing that they're applying a certain belief system that results in them having the desired result. And it's like manifestation, you know what I mean? It's like they're applying the law of attraction without being aware of the fact that they're applying it. And I think that this happens all the time. And it's like awesome, because it's like, well, shit, like I can just learn to think like that person, which is, this is what I did, right? Even before I knew about law of attraction, it was like, I've always known about it, but it's like I've only just really learned it in more depth in the last few years, because it's like, oh shit, this is what I did, and now I get why it worked. And it's like people apply it and succeed at things without knowing that their thinking is like affecting what their behaviors are and their actions in their life. And it's like, it was funny because he was like, you know, I get asked all the time, like by people about training and about like training and eating and stuff like that. And it's like, it was really interesting because he was like, I get asked all the time, and then I noticed that people stress about the small details. I can't remember what the conversation was exactly, because I was like really just focused on the fact that holy shit, this person's beliefs are aligned. That's why, you know, it's like shit just works out. You know what I mean? That like the discipline aspect works out, because it's like, oh, I'm a really disciplined person. It's like, yeah, but it's easy for you to be disciplined because your beliefs and your thought patterns are aligned, and therefore discipline is a natural, easy thing to do. Whereas the person that's stressing about their workouts, they're just thinking about it all day long. They're from this mentality of like they've got fucked up beliefs around their weight and stuff. from their perspective to just try and jump to the place where discipline is, it's like it's not the same ease and flow, and you have to change your way of thinking to get to that place. That's what I learned about me. It's like I would see personal trainers and they'd be like, you got to just stick to your diet. Like you're not sticking to a diet. That's why you're not losing weight. And it's like, yeah, but it's so fucking hard. And it's like, I kept on pushing myself from discipline and then I'd yo-yo diet. And it was like I was saying, it was fucking traumatizing. Like it was horrible. And it's like what I've learned and looking back, it's like, no, I find it easy now because I've changed my thinking and the way I do things, right? And the action just happens as a natural byproduct of that, which is what I always, always say. But like, it was really interesting because this guy was like, I don't remember exactly. I'm terrible with remembering conversations sometimes. But it was like, oh, I just work out and I just do what I need to do eating wise, and I don't, like, literally he doesn't attach emotion to it. It's like I don't spend all day thinking about it. I think that's literally what he said. It was like, I don't spend all day thinking about it. I just do what I need to do. And it's like exactly, like exactly. That's why, because people who are dieting hold, and it's not a conscious thing, it's actually a subconscious thing from my perspective, because it's so ingrained. There is so much emotional attachment around the tasks and actions needed to be done and required around weight loss, and there's so much heavy emotion around it, and so much heavy emotion around like the self-worth being tied to a result. And it's like, I'm taking the action and I'm doing the mental work, but I just need to see something. I need to see some proof of this working, or I need to see something switch on the scales. But when you're so fucking focused on that and you need to see the result in order to feel a certain way, you're not a vibrational match to getting that result. And it's like, you have to a certain extent, you have to let go. Like you have to let go in a way where it's like, of course it works out. Like, duh, of course you're going to lose weight if you follow, like if you do something or whatever. It's like, if you're doing the work, you're going to get results. But it's like, don't think about it all day long. And it was funny, like, because there's people who do this naturally, and that's what I realized, guys. Like, that's what I realized. That's why I did so much work around eating psychology and so much work around observing how people eat and how, like, dieting people are different to people who maintain weight effortlessly or are naturally slim or whatever. It's the different thought patterns. It's a different relationship to food. It's a different way of thinking. It's a different way, like, the mentality is different. And then and it's awesome because you don't then have to put yourself in a little box where you're like, I'm just like this, or it's genetics, or I've got health conditions that stop me, or like you can work towards, and I'm not saying it's an overnight thing, work towards shifting your beliefs and then getting that outcome, or at least getting closer to the outcome of your desires. But it's like you have to change the belief system with anything. And it's like funny, like I was saying, like now I'm like, holy shit, like I realize how people limit themselves so much in their life. And I'm just so like, you can have anything you want. And I'm like, you can create anything you want. And I get excited about it. Like, I'm so passionate about it. I'm like, oh my God, like you can literally have anything you want, and you can change your beliefs, and you can, and I'm just like, oh my God. And like, now I see, because I've got this like limitless thinking now. It's like, I'm not saying I'm completely limitless. Like, don't get me wrong. Like I have a lot of limitations still. I do. I honestly really do. and like I'm working through them. But at the same time, it's like, wow, compared to everyone else in my surroundings and compared to what I used to be like, I am limitless in my thinking. Like, I have moved forward so much. And it's like, how did I do that? How did I do that? I brainwashed myself. Like, and it's the same thing that I did around food and weight. It's like, I listen to content every single day. And same with my relationship to food. I read books every single day. I would read the same books over and over just to get into that mentality, just to brainwash myself. I'd listen to content all day long. I'd journal about it. I'd work on like worksheets of the courses that I bought. Like, so that's the thing. Like, if you really want to do the work, you can't just read one book. You can't just do one course once, right? You have to, like, if you invest in something, if you want to change your beliefs, if you want to change your life, it is a constant process of assessing, having awareness of your thought patterns, of your beliefs. It's a constant thing that you have to do. It's something that I've been doing throughout my 20s and now my 30s. It's like a constant thing that you have to do is develop your way of thinking and assess what you're thinking and blah, blah, blah. It's like, to change your belief systems, it's just repetition of the new way of thinking. And it's like, how do you do that? You just brainwash it. And like, I think certain things like affirmations can help. Like, I like to, sometimes it helps me. I notice like just to rewrite the same affirmation over and over again. And then when a certain situation happens or something, I'm like, I've got an easy go-to thought pattern because that affirmation's already kind of repeated in my brain. Like, just even simple stuff like the best is yet to come, or like my thoughts create my reality, or like just like simple things, like little things that is an easy go-to. Like, if you repeat stuff over and over again, you'll notice it turns up in your thought patterns. That's just how our brain works. It's like I've said in previous episodes, it's like, how the fuck do we learn the words to ads on the radio? How do we learn the words to songs? We're not like consciously like going, oh, I need to learn this. Like, yeah, we can do that. Like, we can sit down and do homework and be like, I'm going to study this course, like, and write notes. I do that as well. Like, I write notes if I do a course. Like, I summarize things. I write down breakthroughs that I've had, and I like summarize the course. Like, I will, if I get a course, like, I'll listen to it minimum 10 times. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like, I will take advantage of my investment, because like, it isn't about, like, I realize that it's about me applying that thing. Like, if you just do a course and it's like you don't actually implement it or apply it, and I just believe that you cannot implement after only listening to a content once. Like, you don't just listen to something once. Like, you listen to it multiple times. Like, I listen to shit over and over and over again. And I will hear sections that previously I didn't register or I didn't fully take in. It's like you're doing a new course each time you listen to it. Like, and that's why it's so important. It's like, how do you change your belief systems? Repetition. Like, repetition, it's that simple. It's like over and over again. You see a child, you're trying to teach a child something. You have to repeat it to them over and over again. You're trying to train a dog, you repeat it over and over again. It's not that hard to comprehend. Like, it's it's understandable. You can't just be like, I just read a book once and then it's done. Like, it doesn't work that way. Like, it doesn't work that way with anything. It's like repetition. You have to train. You have to redo it over and over again. Listen to it over and over again. It's like if you listen to the radio and you hear a song over and over again, you'll learn the words. It's that kind of thing. Like, your thought patterns will start to change. You'll start to have a new way of thinking. You'll take on the energy of that person who's saying the words, and you'll be like, oh yeah, like this makes sense. And then it'll just become a part of the way that you think. That's what I've done with everything in life, like around my food and weight and money and business and everything. It's like, and even relationships, it's like a constant thing where you don't have to, like, here's how I see it, right, with changing beliefs. It's like, I don't want to put pressure on it, like, because I don't want to come from a place of misalignment, right? I want to come from a place of alignment and be like, if this is easy and I just get to do the work in a way that resonates with me. Because it's like, so many people will have different methods of how to change beliefs, and that's cool and that's fine, and you get to play around and experiment with it. But it's like, at the end of the day, whatever feels like the easiest way for you. Because I think that some people might, this is what I used to do. So I'm just going back to, like, maybe me 10 years ago, when I'd put so much pressure and perfection around having to do a course or having to do a transformation or something perfectly. And then I get in so much resistance around this thing and having to be so pedantic about how it has to look and my expectation of how the results need to be of doing this thing. And it would just lead to self-sabotage because it mentally felt hard, right? And what you want to know about even changing beliefs, it's like, don't see it as this thing that's overwhelming and hard and, oh my God, I've got so many fucked up beliefs. And it's like, just like trust. Just like trust the process. Trust the process. It's like, if you repeat things enough times, there will be a point where you start believing it. It's like, you don't know how long that's going to take, but if you repeat it, like, you'll notice things just start to shift in your brain. Like, you'll just start thinking differently. So if you, like, have a really ingrained dieting mentality, or if you're really ingrained, like, emotionally eating, and you're very, very, your conditioning around food and weight is very much focused on the things that I say lead to weight gain, and you're like, shit, like, you're listening to my podcast or you've done my courses and it's like, holy shit, she makes sense. Like, it actually, I do that. Like, I think that way. And then you're like, okay, so I'm panicking right now. How do I shift this? And it's like, don't overthink it. It's like, you just repeat over and over again. You get brainwashed by me, hopefully, around your food and weight. And then it's like, you'll get there. You will. Like, it's inevitable. Like, it's just how our brains work. It's like, just think of it like, if you play a song over and over again, you'll learn the words without fail. Like, you will. Don't stress about it. It's like, just trust that your beliefs will shift. But it's like, do the work as well. It's like, do the work. Don't just do a course once or read a book once and think that that's enough and be like, oh, it's not working or whatever. Don't do that to yourself. Like, it's like a waste of money. It's like a waste of life. It's like, no, like, take advantage of it. Like, take notes. Listen to it over and over. Have awareness of what's going on in your head. Ask yourself questions like, why do I think this way? Why do I feel this way? Where is this thought pattern come from? Like, dive deeper into your mentality rather than just be like, this is how I think and I can't change that, or this is my reality and I can't change that. It's like, yeah, it's like, I noticed yesterday around like around people's way of thinking as well around career and money. And it's like, yeah, like we've just been brainwashed a certain way. And then it's like, oh, I can't do what I actually want to do. I have to do this, or you know what I mean? And it's like, I'm like, no, you can do whatever you want. And like my limitations around the way I think have started to change and started to shift. And it's like, that's just repetition, right? That's just been a whole lot of brainwashing into the new way of thinking that I want to believe. And it's not necessarily hard or like anything like that. It's just, it requires a discipline of like just doing that work, which for me is just listening to content a lot of the time, writing in my journal, having awareness of my thoughts and thinking, choosing, like deciding, okay, like I mentally am like, I'm thinking this thought right now, or I'm feeling this emotion right now, which is due to these thoughts. Like, let me just change that. And it's not, I'm far from perfect with this stuff. And I've told you over and over again that even people who have like, who you look up to, who have made it or whatever, they still have negative emotions. They still have negative thoughts. They still have fears. But it's nowhere near to the extent that they used to or that you do if you're really struggling right now. So just remember, like, the journey or whatever, don't ever seek perfection and stuff like that. The people that criticize, I've noticed the people that criticize me around not being perfect with my mentality are the ones who are even like worse off with their mentality, because they're stuck in their own little box of perfection rather than actually choosing to take a small step forward. So it's like, if you get caught up in perfection, you won't move forward. You don't. I've experienced it in the past. You either go up and down, back and forth. So for example, around food, you'll gain weight after you lose it. Or you just literally never lose the weight. You'll keep taking action, or you'll keep intending to do something, but you'll never actually do it. And you'll keep on saying that this is the year that you're going to do something, but you'll never actually do it. And it's like, why? Because you're too focused on the action. You're way too focused on just action, and you're not actually looking into your inner world and figuring out how your subconscious mind is operating and how your belief systems and thought patterns and emotions are affecting your behavior. And you're too focused on perfection, so that you get crippled because it's overwhelming, right? And so, yeah. But anyway, like in terms of like around weight loss and changing your belief systems around weight loss, it's like I've said, like I just think there's like multiple avenues, and it just depends on that person. And strategy is one thing. It's like, how can this person find a way to lose weight that feels like sustainable for them? And it's like going to be different with different people, because we just have different ways of living. It's like, what's going to be convenient? What kind of things have you been through in the past? That's why, like in the last episode, I was talking about like whether or not you should count calories, and it's like such an individual thing, right? But overall, what I notice is that, like I said, it's that dieting mentality that fucks up people's relationship to food that I think is the biggest hindering thing for me, from what I've noticed. And like when I notice from a spiritual aspect, when people talk about, you know, NLP or like don't use the words losing weight because then you'll find it again or whatever. It's like, I kind of, if I'm being honest with you, don't fully resonate with that simplistic view of it, because I have plenty of times said the words losing weight when I've changed the dieting mentality to the point where those words don't create a negative emotional reaction in my body. And I think that the words losing weight, you can't just like releasing weight. Yeah, but is that person still operating from a dieting mentality when they approach food and weight? You know, because the dieting mentality causes resistance. Like it literally causes discomfort around food. It makes you feel deprived. And to the point where when you start losing weight, like you start, you may not notice, but there's a sense of what's happening here. Like what now? I'm like different. There's change here. And then there might be reasons why you don't actually want to lose weight and it feels overwhelming for you. Maybe you're getting new attention or the way like your clothes fit is different or whatever. Like there's different subtle thought patterns that might come up to sabotage, cause any self-sabotage. But for me, I noticed that when I lost weight, it was like lack of a good relationship with food, like this nourishing feeling after I ate and whatever, this feeling of content. And that's kind of where the binge eating would come from. It was like this feeling of discomfort and lack of content and things like that. So it's these emotions that I had to learn to create within, like find them within me, that I couldn't do from, I couldn't get those feelings from food, and I couldn't get those feelings from seeking out a certain weight. So it's like if you're seeking weight loss, you have to learn to give yourself the feeling that you're desiring to get from the weight loss. Like I had to start giving myself that feeling, and it was like it worked. Of course it did. Law of attraction. Yeah. But like, yeah, in terms of changing my belief systems, even back then, it was just repetition. I literally like back then I'd read books on my Kindle like 10 years ago and I'd sit I remember even just any chance I got, I'd be sitting in a waiting room at a doctor's office. I'd be on my Kindle reading books about mindset around food. Like that's all I did. Like my housemates sometimes would be sitting there watching Netflix and I'd be in my room with my headphones on listening to content about mindful eating and shit. Like it's like, yeah, like I did this work to reprogram my way of thinking, and I did many, many things. I did so many courses and I read so many books about emotional eating, and I repeated that stuff over and over again. And I just, the thing that I want to do for you guys, right? Because if I'm to think back over all of the stuff that I've done, all of the coaches I've worked with, all of the books I've read, all of the courses and all of like so much money that I've spent on all of it. And I'm so grateful for that investment and the opportunity, because I love investing in myself. Like I just think it's the fucking greatest thing in the world. But if I look back at all of that and what I wish to kind of bundle up into a neat little package for you guys is this. It's like law of attraction, eating psychology, and the macros. If I'm like to kind of bundle it up in a little package for you, which is what I did in like the academy, was like I was trying to bundle it all together, which is a really good program actually. It's like you got to change your belief system, right? So you got to look at your belief system around weight. You got to look at your thought patterns. You got to start to have awareness of how you think. You got to separate yourself from the ego and realize that you don't have to listen to that critical voice in your head and believe everything it says around your weight. You don't have to believe it when it tells you to feel guilty because of what you ate. You don't have to believe it when it tells you you're going to gain weight now, like because you had a bad meal or whatever. You don't have to listen to it when it tells you that you're a lazy person. You don't have to listen to it when it like tells you like to feel bad because you didn't go to the gym. It's like when you move that negative emotion out of the way, you receive clarity to make the right decisions anyway. It's just you're not going to be motivated, and this is just science anyway, you're not going to be motivated by being hard on yourself. Like that's been proven, that being hard on yourself or being negative towards yourself through negative chatter doesn't make you more motivated. So like stop that shit. You know, don't do that shit to yourself. It's like lift yourself up, learn to not, like, we all have that critical voice in our head, right? We all, every single one of us has it. It's just whether or not you choose to let it run the show every single day. It's like every now and again it might come in. Of course it does. But are you distancing yourself from it? Are you being aware that you don't have to be, it doesn't have to be your identity? I can notice when I have chatter going on, but I don't, I look at it and I'm like, oh yeah, this is just like, it's just information for me to assess what's going on. It's like data, right? Like Genevieve always says that. So I'm like, it's just data. It's just data. She's put it in my head. But literally, like, that's how I've always viewed it, but not necessarily had a word to describe it, right? And so it's like, yeah, it's like you just go, oh, this is just my thinking right now. And you don't get stuck into too much emotion around it. Like, yeah, of course I do from time to time, but it's like you shift that. And I shifted that around food. And then now the food stuff for me feels so easy. It feels so easy. But I remember when it felt really, really hard. There was a time when it felt really, really hard. And it was like repetition. But in terms of like wanting to help you guys transform to the extent that I have, it's like all of this shit that I keep on talking about. It's like these different, you've got to apply, you can't sustain something long term if you've got a lot of trauma and like you put so much emotion around it, like negative emotion around it, like resistance. I mean, that's the word, resistance, from a law of attraction perspective. Like there's a lot of resistance around it. And so with intuitive macros, right? So you've got like how much longer to sign up? There's like 10 days, right? You've got 10 days to start. You, anyone who's signed up already, you'll be receiving more information closer to the date, okay, of like what the work that we're going to start to do. But basically, with this program, right, for those of you that don't know, counting macros is essentially, it's basically counting calories, but don't... This is where people get fucked up when I say the word calories. It's like, I'm like the majority of people, when I give them this kind of information, they realize that when they're dieting, they're under consuming energy. Okay. And this is what I've noticed, is that people lack consistency. They lack consistency. And I used to lack consistency. And whenever people would say you need to have consistency, I didn't understand what that word meant. And it doesn't mean that you have consistency like, oh yeah, I eat breakfast every morning. That's what I used to think that it meant. But I do eat breakfast every morning, but I do eat like 5 times a day. I am consistent. No, but I wasn't consistent in my energy consumption, and therefore my weight fluctuated, right? Because I'd undereat and then I'd overeat, and then it was all fucked up. Whereas I learned through like learning more about macros, learning more about this other aspect of counting calories, not the restrictive aspect. It's like a different aspect. And yes, I did go through a period of 3 months where I was weighing my food, and I found that to be incredibly helpful in transitioning from a person who struggled around emotional eating and intuitive eating to a person who just nails it and doesn't have to count any longer. So I want to present that information to you in such a unique way. So it's like, okay, so if I tell you that, you know, you're going to be checking out your, you're going to be checking out your calories and tracking them, and you're going to have to weigh food and stuff like that. If that's triggering negative emotions in you and you feel resistance and it feels uncomfortable, you have two options, right? You can work on your relationship to food and be like, right, this intuitive macros program isn't for me because I can't handle weighing food. I can't handle like entering data into MyFitnessPal. Like that's just not going to work for me. Then forget it. Like, don't, you're not right. Like, you can be like, I don't want to do that, right? You can just solely work on your relationship to food, work on intuitive eating, work on shifting your limiting beliefs, law of attraction, and manifest weight loss that way. And that's fine. Maybe later on in your journey, you might need to do that work or whatever. Everyone's different. It's like you could follow a completely different path. You're going to have to do the inner work, but you might take completely different action. The other option is what I did, which was shifting the energy around these things, shifting any resistance as I was doing the action and not operate doing the dieting without the dieting mentality. And I know that sounds really weird, but it's literally like what I was saying at the beginning of this episode. You take action without the negative emotion. You don't put so much pressure and negative, like you don't make it hard. You shift the energy around it. So how do you do that? Well, you have to ask the right questions. You have to know, like, you have to start looking at your life from a distance rather than living within it and then just like giving up at the first uncomfortable thing that comes up. It's like work through the discomfort, right? It isn't about willpower or depriving yourself. It's like, let me assess why I feel deprived. Let me assess why this counting or tracking makes me feel a certain way. It doesn't mean that you have to hit those numbers. And that's, I think, where people develop trauma. And that's where, okay, so intuitive macros, the program, is going to be mindset-based as well. I'm not going to just be like, here's the macros you need to hit. No. I'm going to educate on that. It's an intuitive way that I've done it, right? I've done it very intuitively because if there's resistance coming up, law of attraction perspective, you need to find a path of least resistance in order for the macros to work. You can't be like stressing about it all day long or like, oh, it's lunchtime and I've already used up my macros and what do I do now? And then you binge or whatever. It's like, no, see, you're just approaching it from the wrong energy. And that's where I'm going to teach you how to approach it from a different energy, a lighter energy. I'm telling you now, you can use these strategies that are very scientific based, that are very predictable, that help you be consistent around food and then transition into intuitive eating. Like I said, it's like training wheels on a bike. Okay, you don't have to view it from the dieting mentality. There's no such thing as failure, okay? You don't have to try and adhere to things so strictly. It's about finding the path of least resistance for you. Manifest feeling successful around the tool. This is really important. You manifest feeling successful around the tool. So if your tool is counting macros, you can manifest success by feeling successful around it. And that's what I'm going to teach you in intuitive macros, is how to do that. Other thing that I do is I just have a lot of practical strategies around what to do when you start losing weight and you get hungry, or like you need a reverse diet. I've got a lot of background knowledge in that I'm going to be able to help you Play around with your numbers, play around with what you do strategy wise. I can give you guidance on what ratios to hit, but like, it's like so intuitive. It's like super intuitive, and it's law of attraction. So if you're not into law of attraction manifestation, which if you aren't, why the fuck are you listening to me right now? Right? Am I right? But it's like, if you're not into it, this course isn't for you, because the foundation of what I say, it's like, I expect you to know what alignment means. Like, I expect you to know what I mean by resistance. Like, I expect you to know these basic things, like around, like, it's not like I can't explain. Like, I'm not going to be like, no, I'm not going to tell you what it means. Like, I'm not going to be a meanie, but like, I expect you to know these things, because what I'm teaching is law of attraction. I'm just telling you guys that I know strategy very well as well, and I can tie that into it, and I can help you like no other coach can, from what I can see. Like, I can combine it for you in such a way where your weight loss can be very you can learn to eat consistently, you can be in a comfortable calorie deficit. And what I mean by comfortable calorie deficit is that your weight loss is very steady, healthy, and predictable. You also get to eat foods that you enjoy and not feel deprived. That's how I felt when I was losing weight, okay? And that's also because I shifted my energy around it all. So anyway, you guys, today's episode is getting really long. I don't know how that happened. But intuitive macros, it's fucking amazing. You need to sign up, because this will go for 3 months and you're not going to get in for ages. And it's like, why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you fucking take advantage of a situation where I'm going to be helping you? I'm going to be helping you with strategy and mindset together week by week. It's like, you get accountability, you get a group coaching environment for 3 months. It's like, you will be a completely different person in 3 months. Like, you can change so much in 3 months. My goodness, like a lot. Provided that, if I'm going to be honest with you, if you haven't done some sort of work around your relationship with food and you're currently binge eating, then I don't think that this is maybe the right next step for you. I think that this is for people who are, like, if you're really binge eating and there's real resistance, like a lot, it's like, I would have had to do some of that stuff first. It's like, do my Emerge course, like the emotional eating course, or do the academy first. It's like, this is like what you do after that shit, right? This is like the next step. It's like, okay, so you've done Emerge, you've done Manifest Weight Loss, you've done the academy. It's like, what's next? It's like, okay, let's actually try to implement some structure and some strategy from a scientific kind of, like, I guess this is coming from maybe the fitness modeling industry, where they, like, when people do it really in a healthy way and they maintain a lean physique all year round, it's like they're consistent. Like, they're consistent with their exercise, they're consistent with their eating, not from a place of deprivation though. It's like a completely different way of viewing food, right? And that's the next step that I want to teach you from, of course, the law of attraction perspective. So I have to tell you that you can't just be given these numbers and be like, I got to hit these numbers, or I got to follow this strategy, or I got to weigh this food. But all the time, you're in massive resistance. Of course, it's not working for you. Of course, you're traumatized by it. You're in resistance. You got to shift the energy around the action. It's not about the action you take, but the energy you're within when you take action. It's like, you can take action all day long. You might not get results. I want you to get results. And I know that you got to shift the energy in order to get the results. Because if it feels hard, you're going to give up. And so that's really important. So anyway, you guys, intuitive macros, go to the link's in the show notes. It's in my bio on Instagram, www.nodietbabe.com/intuitive macros. like, just fucking do it. Seriously. I know you need it and I'm going to help you. So just do it. Just do it. Invest in yourself. It's 2019. You've already set a goal that you want to lose weight. So this is it. Get it done, woman or man, whoever you are. I love you guys. I will catch you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.